Lord Jesus, we would receive you now and forever as the very Son of God and Savior of the world. Receive our worship, Lord, as a pleasing offering in your sight through the Spirit, as we dwell on the Scriptures, and as we fill your house with shouts of praise. Praise to the name that is above every name. Cleanse us now, Lord, from our sins, our iniquity. Wash us and make us clean, and hear us as we pray together from your word, the great prayer of the kingdom of God, saying now,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
All of our scripture lessons this morning are found printed in full in your bulletin, if you'd like to follow the reading of God's word. Our first scripture lesson is found in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. This is the narrative of the fall, the serpent, and the promise of the gospel in the offspring of the woman. Genesis 3, 1 to 15, this is God's written word. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He, that is the Messiah, shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Thank you. found in your bulletin, hymn number 194. We'll sing together.
But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond Jordan, Galilee of nations. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppression, you have broken us, as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
The chapel choir will come forward.
Thank you.
Let's stand and sing together hymn number 195.
Said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what it was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. And he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever.
Chaplain Farr will come forward, and as the men come to receive the offering this morning, if you would please take a moment and find those attendance pads that are located on each aisle if you pass those at this time. We're reminded of the words of Luke 12:15. He said to them, "Take care and be on guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Roger Lane, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so blessed to gather here today and celebrate the birth of His Son. Incredible gift that you have given to us, Lord. And we just pray to you for your love and your grace and your mercy and just the way you uphold us and provide for us every second of every day. And Lord, now we just turn just a small portion of the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we just pray that you would help us and use you for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Thank you.
218.
Shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And the angels went away from them into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Chapel choir. Thank you.
Stand and sing together hymn 213.
Those sweet, those shepherds, one.
Matthew 2:1-12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the day of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where this Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. So it is written by the prophets, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. And from you shall come a ruler who shall shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summons the wise men secretly and ascertained for them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way."
Thank you.
this morning comes from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." As I said before the service, this is the service we've been doing this 13, 14 years now. And the thing I appreciate about it so much is this time of year, as most of you can probably relate, is a time where things seem to sneak up on us. There's the busyness of getting ready for the season, purchasing gifts, planning travel, taking care of details, parties, planning church events, visiting folks, football championships, you name it. Things that tend to get in the way and distract. And then all of a sudden, it's Christmas morning and the presents are wrapped. And the question has to be asked, are we ready? Are we ready for Christmas? Are we ready to receive the gift? And as we've seen this morning, the story of Christ's birth is the gift of Christmas. The important issue of Christmas is that Jesus Christ came, and he came that you might be reconciled to the Father. I love the way John puts this in John 1:14. He says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." That is, he made his home among us, or literally he tabernacled among us, or we might say a little more colloquially, he pitched his tent among us. He moved in with us. He identified with us. And the incarnation is the moving in of the eternal Word, so that he so utterly identifies with us in every possible way. That's a beautiful message at any time, but this time of year especially, this can be a difficult time of year for people. We tend to get more emotional this time of year when we think of things that we've lost, maybe loved ones that we've lost, battles that we've fought, and difficult circumstances that the Lord has brought our way. And John tells us, Jesus Christ utterly identifies with you in every way, in all of your weaknesses, your pains, your sufferings, your difficulties, difficult circumstances in life. He took the human nature upon him fully and totally, and he knows what it means to be a human being. And it had to be that way. The scriptures tell us that he had to be a human being, because only in identifying with our flesh could Christ be that perfect mediator between God and man. He reconciles us to God. He says in verse 18 of John 1, "No one has ever seen God, but the only God who is at the Father's side has made him known." That's what Jesus does. He makes God known. He exegetes God. He explains God to us in a way that we can begin to comprehend. And so the question I would ask this morning to every one of us, and myself included, is, do you know God? Do you know God? And the scriptures are very clear that when you enter into fellowship with Jesus Christ, you experience the eternal divine fellowship. Read these words. Hear these words. "No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side has made him known." These bring wonder. These bring awe. These bring reverence. And I hope this morning that they bring to you a sense and a glimpse of the glory of God through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Through this day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.